Looking for clarity and confidence when it comes to decision-making for your business? You've come to the right place. You're now listening to the Atomic Business Coaching Podcast.
All right, so today we're going to talk about taking a break. As business owners, it's often very difficult for us to break away because we're afraid of leaving what we're doing, and we don't know what's going to happen when we're away. So what the goals of today is to really teach you why it's important to take a break, what's the benefit of taking a break, how to do it properly, and what you should do when you're actually on the break, and most importantly, what it is that you need to continue the momentum when you return from taking that break. We're going to talk back and forth about whether it's a 15-minute break or it's a week-long vacation that you're taking. But the key is that you have to fit breaks into your day, into your week, into your month, into your life, so that you can be the productive business owner, so that your business thrives and that you also thrive in your personal life. All right. So in the next section, we will start with why is it important to take a break?
Nice.
So welcome to why is it important to take a break? Well, there are so many benefits to taking a break. You know, Adam, you'd say all the time we should take a break every 90 days. And why is that? Why is it important to take a break every 90 days?
Yeah, actually, the first book that I authored was a productivity journal. And it actually did really well. It got to number 41 on the bestseller list for the business section. And the first thing that I tell people in this is I want you to take a break every 90 days. I'm like, this is probably not how you thought a productivity journal would start, but I want you to take a break every 90 days. And the reason I start this is because I start that journal this way is because that's the way I've lived my life and that's how I've become more productive. And what I've personally realized with breaks, whether they're daily breaks or they're week-long breaks every 90 days, which is what I highly, highly recommend as a business owner, is that I feel that you are re-energizing yourself and you're allowing to fill yourself back up. And where I have derived this from is I had a life coach back in the day, and I was at that time doing an extremely analytical role. And they're like, there's no creativity in your brain. You need to give the left side of your brain a break and use the right side of your brain. And this was a way for me to take a break in my brain. I'm still doing something, but something that wasn't what I'm doing and being on all the time. Right. So as I realized that and I started implementing that in my vacations, in my daily life and other things, I ended up becoming more productive. So it's funny that in order for me and most of our clients, right, Tom, to be more productive, we need to take breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, you're hitting on several key points here, right? So it's important to take a break because it actually boosts your productivity. Because when you, after you take that break, you're rested, you're motivated, you're energized, and you have an ability to have thought differently during that break. You know, you and I have taken breaks often while we're working on something, and it's so important to our next steps in what we do. So when you're brainstorming about something, or you're working on a project, or you're working on a new product or service, and you decide to take that break, it's incredible what comes as a result of that break. And that's a key point, because when you take a break in the middle of working on something, it gives you the opportunity to tap into a creative side of your brain, or it actually restores your motivation because you get excited about what you're working on and you start thinking about all these things. I mean, Adam and I have come up with so many of our programs, so many of our podcasts, so many things that we've worked on because we took a break in the middle of working on it. And it's really important to acknowledge when it's time to take a break, because when you can recognize that, it's usually when you need to be remotivated or when you need to tap into another part of your brain. So the benefits of taking breaks are really simple. They boost creativity and innovation. They help you to restore your motivation. They help you not only to just boost productivity, but there's also a profound impact on your physical health. Adam, what are some of the things that you see that improve in your physical health when you've taken a break?
Well, listen, I mean, we are literally a battery, right? So we build up energy and then we use that energy, right? We can create more energy by exercising. We can create more energy by eating fuel. We can create more energy by resting. to the best of my knowledge, those are the main three main areas to get more energy, right? Mm-hmm. So the problem is, unless it's exogenous, right? You're taking caffeine or something else, right? And that's a myth too. You're not actually creating energy when you have caffeine or coffee or anything like that. You're just blocking the adenosine receptors, which, not to get too technical, but that's what makes you tired. And caffeine blocks your brain from saying, okay, I'm tired. So you don't actually get energy. That's a myth. Okay, so the thing with this is we are a battery, right? And you only have so much capacity. So if you have a phone, right, you use it and it runs out of battery. What do you do when it runs out of battery? You put it on the charger. So what a break is allowing you to recharge yourself, to gain more energy. You know, I will very often take naps. So I'll give you, for instance, tonight, Tom and I have something we're doing at 8:30 p.m. At 3 o'clock today, and right now it's almost six, at 3 o'clock today, I told my family, hey, I need a half an hour. Do not bother me, because I had to rest for a half an hour so I could be on at 8:30. And me, I need 22 minutes of a nap. It's by a book called Energize. There you go. We're talking about energy. But that's the way I look at this is you are recharging yourself, whether it's physically or mentally. You are recharging yourself to go do the next thing you have to do.
Right. You know, you're bringing up energy, right? And we talk about in our book, The Atomic Game Changer, we talk about the principle of vitality. And one of the keys to vitality is being able to restore your energy and both mentally, physically, emotionally. And it's so important that you take breaks to make that happen. The other benefit to taking breaks is really it's a break from routine. That's what a break is. It stops the routine. We get caught up in our daily routines as business owners, what we're doing and what our day is like, and just running from one thing to the next to the next. And sometimes we forget to schedule in that brief break to eat lunch or to go for a walk or to do something that is restorative throughout the day. But when we break routine, it is an awesome opportunity to explore new opportunities to see things very differently. Mm-hmm. When we break from our routine, it really allows us the opportunity to say, hey, how can I look at that differently? Or how can I experience that differently? You know, I just took a long break. I just came back from a vacation. And I realized that when I go on vacation, I stop thinking about a lot of things. I stop thinking about the business. I stop thinking about all of those busy to-do things that I've been inundated with up prior to the break, which we'll get into the next section. But one of the things that's really important is to turn it off a little bit, to stop thinking so much. We make so many decisions every single day, and sometimes we become very overwhelmed by those decisions. So one of the benefits of taking a break is to be able to shut off that decision-making process for a little bit so that your body can rejuvenate and respond differently so that when you come back from the break, you have the opportunity to make a decision with a little bit renewed energy, a little bit more of a renewed perspective. Anything you want to add, Adam, about the importance of taking a break?
Yeah, I think, you know, you added that new perspective, right? A lot of times when you're taking a break from anything, right, it could be a 5-minute break from a task. When you step away from that, you are allowing yourself to open up the possibilities for anything else to come into your brain. And like Tom said, he stops thinking about it. Well, he doesn't stop thinking. He stops thinking about that, but he's still thinking about other things. Right. Those other things may be how he wants to spend time with his family, or what he wants to do for himself for health, or what he wants to do for the business. It's not actively thinking about it. It's opening yourself up and receiving the information that's coming into this. And this is quite honestly why I meditate almost every day. I don't meditate long. It's 12 to 15 minutes long. But when I am finished with that meditation, I am so open to receiving information that it's incredible what comes out of that. And sometimes it's nothing, and nothing is what I need sometimes. But sometimes it's this epiphany. I'm sure many of you who don't meditate have experienced this. You're taking a shower, right? Some of the best ideas happen when you're in the shower, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not thinking. You are going through muscle memory, cleaning your body. You do it every day. You don't have to think about it. You're just doing it. And then all of a sudden, boop, an idea pops into your head and like, ah, and you probably have freaked out. You're like, I wish I had a thing to write this down. Someone must have invented a whiteboard that you can write in the shower. Or that, and you start like, and then maybe you forget the idea because you're thinking about how to save the idea, not the idea. We've all gone through it, right, Tom?
It's so true. It is right. Very true.
So what I'm saying is when you take the break, it's just like being in the shower. You're taking that mental break and you're opening yourself up to receiving new perspective, new ideas, new opportunities. So, yeah, Tom, let's move on to the next section.
Absolutely. And in the next section, we're going to talk about how to properly take a break.
Great. So let's talk about it.
All right. So a lot of people don't take breaks because they are not prepared to take a break, right? So one of the things that we have to do is prepare for the break. But first, we have to know when we're taking the break. So the most important thing in beginning to taking a break is to decide when that is going to happen, whether it's in your daily schedule or whether it's in your month or 90 days from now when you're going to take that longer extended break of vacation. You have to plan it out. You have to select a time that you're going to take the break. Adam, what do you usually say when you come back from a vacation? What's the first thing that you do that first day back?
Yep. I actually just had a client. He's coming back from vacation on March 5th. And on March 5th, what I've told him to do is plan his next vacation. Every time I come back from a break, okay, a vacation, I plan the next one for at most 90 days out. Okay. Mm-hmm. If it's before that, that's fine. But I don't want it to go beyond 90 days. Okay. And the reason why is that's a quarter, right? And in business, we usually work in quarters. So I work for 12 weeks. I take the 13th week off. I work for 12 weeks and I do that over and over again. But I am very disciplined. And when I come back, I select the time frame that I'm going to do this. And then what I do, this is how I do it. I commit to one thing that would be painful for me to get out of. Meaning that would be like I buy airline tickets or I book a hotel or I buy, if I'm staying in New York, I'll buy really expensive seats to go see the Mets. Screw you, Yankees fans. I know all the jokes are going to come in the comments and everything else. But yes, I'm a Mets fan and so is Tom. So two against all of you will get you. But I'll buy tickets to a Mets game. And it's like, if I don't go to that game, oh my gosh, I just spent all that money and it's not going to be good. So I plan the time and I book one thing that would be painful to get out of because I know me. I'll be like, you know what? I'll just work. Forget that. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to work. And the goal of taking this break doesn't mean you need to pay for expensive things.
Right.
I don't mind if you just committed to staying at home and Netflix and chill and be in your pajamas and doing nothing. The idea of this is to take a break every 90 days from your business.
Right. And you bring up a really good point. You need that incentive sometimes to really push you to that limit, right? So that you book a vacation, you book airfare, you book a play or you book a game, whatever it is. The important thing is that you've provided some incentive to you taking that break. And that works for a lot of people. So when you set the time or you pick the time that you're going to take a break, apply that incentive as well.
So Tom, but also, how do you do this on a daily? Because I'm telling someone how to do it on a 90 day. How do you do it on a daily basis?
Right. So that was going to be my next point. Oh, so good. In a daily schedule, it's really important to decide when you're going to take your breaks. And the best way to map it out is to prepare your schedule for the week and look at your schedule and look at the opportunities that you want to take your break and almost look at them as time for you. Right. So taking a break needs to be seen as a self-care, self-restoration, self-whatever that you want to see it. But you have to make sure that you plan that out as one of the most important things that you're doing in your entire week. Because if you don't build in your breaks, someone is going to steal that time from you. Just like Adam said earlier in the last module, he told his family he needed to take a break between 3 and 3:30 so he could be available at 8:30. What you have to realize is that breaks are the things that fuel your motivation to continue throughout the rest of the day. So when you're setting your schedule each week, you need to make sure that your break time is in there so that you are taking your self-care time. And that's the most important thing. The other thing is a lot of people, a lot of business owners especially, hesitate to go on longer extended periods of time because they may not trust their staff, they may not trust the person they work with, and they have some doubts and they're afraid to let go of what could happen while they're gone. So preparing for the break is just as important as setting the time to take the break. If you don't prepare properly for that break, you're going to leave with a lot of pressure and anxiety and overwhelm, and you're not going to be able to turn off that thinking machine that I mentioned before. You're going to constantly focus. You're going to be on your phone, and you're going to be distracted by the things on your phone, and you're going to miss everything that you just paid for on this vacation that you're taking. So the key is you want to prepare. So what's the best way to prepare? Really write out the things that are the most important things that must continue to happen when you are away from your business. There's a lot of things that should happen, but what are the most important things that have to take place in order for your business to continue to run, generate revenue so that you can continue to pay the people that are working for you? Now you're probably saying, Tom, I'm by myself. I run my own business. It's a one-man operation. How am I supposed to run my business while I'm away? What do you say to that, Adam?
Well, first of all, you don't have a business if it can't run while you're not there. So that's the first thing. Now, if you have obligations to certain people that you need to be there, you need to communicate with that, with those people. So Tom and I have clients that we coach one-on-one. And Tom last week was away and he had to move all those people to this coming week or tell them, hey, we're going to not work this week and we'll add it to another time. So you have to set this up with either your staff, if you have one, or with you and with your clients. Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to add to this is a lot of times the reason any business owner, I don't have care how big or how small you are. If you're a business owner, you're probably an alpha. If you're watching this right now, you're probably an alpha. Okay. And what happens is we get guilt and saying, oh, my God, I don't need to take this break because I should be doing this thing and I could be doing that thing. And everyone's dependent upon me and you're a people pleaser and all these other things come up. Well, here's the thing. If you feel guilty about taking that break because you should be doing something, here's what I want you to reframe your brain. You should feel guilty about how unproductive you'll be if you don't take this break. You will be horrible at the next thing you're going to do if you don't take the break. If I didn't take that nap today at 3 o'clock, at 8:30, I would be tired. I wouldn't bring my A game. And I Correct. Would do a disservice to those people who have paid to be there with me. So the breaks, you shouldn't feel guilty about taking the break. You should feel guilty if you don't take that break. What the byproduct is you'll be off your game.
Exactly. And that is such a key point because so many people burn out because they haven't taken the breaks. They don't take the daily breaks and they don't take the extended breaks. And, you know, as business owners, you also have to recognize you're going to work 7 days a week, a lot of weeks, and you're going to be doing work that needs to get done. But on the weekends, you do what you want to get done, right? Adam says that all the time. And the key is that you've got to build in your breaks and build in bigger chunks when you can. And when you can't, make sure you don't sacrifice and give up that 15 or 30 minutes to squeeze something else in that you're really not going to be your best at and that it's only going to cost you later. You have to ask yourself, what is this going to cost me in the long run? Because if it's going to cost me a lot more, then it's not worth it. I need my break and that's what's most important. You know, preparing for a break too, you know, when you're running a business, it's really important to set out the plan for your entire team too, what you want done while you're away and taking an extended break. You need to know and meet with everybody and delegate to everyone what their responsibilities are when you are away so that the business can continue to run and that you can have peace of mind that everything's getting done. Now, in the next section,
I want to add one more thing to this, Tom. So, you know, I gave the analogy about the shower, and I think most people will instantly like, okay, that makes sense to me. I want to give another analogy. Most of the people who are watching this, you probably currently have a 9-to-5 job, or you most recently had a 9-to-5 job. Otherwise, you would be hiring us and working with us one-on-one, not watching this, okay? So what I want you to do is think, in that 9-to-5 job that you either have right now or you recently had, did you have required breaks? The Department of Labor says you must have a break. Okay. They are requiring you to have a break. Okay. And yes, that's for certain reasons, but you need to treat yourself as an employee of your own business. Even though you own it, you have to require yourself to take this break. So the way that I want you to look at this is look at your day and say, this is what I am required to take as a break. Okay. I don't care what time you give yourself. If it's only 15 minutes, fine. If it's an hour, great. If you can give yourself 2 hours, even better. The more breaks you have, the more productive you will be. Now, I am certainly not advocating for you to take 8 hours worth of breaks every day because you'll get nothing done. But you should, at a bare minimum, take a 15-minute break. And what I think is reasonable is about 90 minutes throughout the day, okay, from your work. You still need to live your personal life. So what you should do is pick a time that works for you. Anything that's more than what you're currently doing, okay, and say, I am required by the department of me to take this break. And then just figure it out, as Tom said. Look at your calendar when you wake up in the morning, and here's where I can take the break. Because if you're a hustler, if you're grinding to build a business, you're probably not controlling your schedule right now. Most of your clients and your sales activities are. And we understand that. We've been there. So you look at your calendar and say, oh, look at that. At 4 o'clock, I have 15 minutes, and just put in there break. Don't let anybody else steal that time for you. And, oh my gosh, look, I have another time here at 5:45. Break. So at a bare minimum, this is how we want you to take a break. And now in the next section, Tom is going to let you know what to do when taking a break.
Right. So what should you do when you take a break? It's very simple. Commit to the break. Put everything away. Put all the distractions away. Put all the work away. Go somewhere. Remove yourself from the work that you're doing and actually commit to taking the break. Because if you don't commit to taking the break, you're just wasting the time that you've set aside for you to rejuvenate, to refresh yourself, to get your motivation back, to be creative, to be innovative. You must commit to the break. Just like you have to commit to the work that you're doing every single day, you have to commit to the break. You have to see it just as important. Like Adam said in the last section, you have to look at the value of what that break is going to bring you in the longer run, how it's going to benefit you. And if you don't commit to the break, removing all the distractions, really taking a break from the work, you're not going to be successful, and that break is going to be useless. Anything you want to add there, Adam?
No, I think that's really it, because if that's the hardest thing in the world to do anyway, so we don't want to overwhelm you. It's really that commitment to I am on break will give you so much benefit and so much reward, and you'll start to get more out of that. So I think, Tom, that's a great place to leave that.
Excellent. I'll add one thing. I know you said we're going to end there, but I just thought of this that's really important: boundaries. When you set a break, make sure that everybody in your universe knows that you're taking a break. Say that, make sure that you're completely unavailable to everybody else.
Well, just like I told my family today, you got to leave me alone. I need to take that break. That was the boundary. But that was also me committing. So I think they're one and the same. Yes?
Absolutely. One and the same. But I think sometimes people need to see it as a boundary that you're creating that and notifying people that you're on a break. And that even means like when you go on an extended break, you're putting that out of office on your email and you're giving directives of who to contact in case of an emergency and all of that, because all of those things support what you're trying to do in committing to the break. All right. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to move on to the next section. All right. Here we are. What should you do to continue the momentum from taking the break? Like we said, taking a break boosts your energy. It boosts your motivation. It boosts your productivity. But how do you maintain all of that momentum? Well, I learned this the hard way this week when I came back from vacation. And that is not to let yourself lose the entire benefit of that vacation on the first day you're back. So what I mean by that is on the first day that you're back from your vacation, you almost have to block that as if you're still on vacation so that you can catch up and do the work that you need to do in order to be more productive for the rest of the week.
I'd like to add something to that, Tom.
Sure, absolutely.
So we're talking about how you can continue the momentum from a break. And here's what most people do incorrectly, is they catch up. You use that word, catch up. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want you to catch up, because you cannot catch up, okay, without being less productive in the things you do. You only have a certain amount of energy, as we talked about before. You only have a certain amount of time in the day to do things. It is literally impossible to catch up. What you have to do is build a very good routine of how you can prepare for the break and come back from the break doing the same thing. The mm-hmm. work should not be different. It really should not be different before and after, okay? You might prepare and get back into the work differently, but it should not be a bigger volume of work on either end of that break. It will not benefit you, because just as we're telling you to take breaks, if you're trying to pile on more things to catch up, you won't be able to take the break. And then, as Tom is saying, you will undo all the benefits that you just got from that break. And that's whether you're taking a week-long vacation or 15 minutes. I've watched people come back from a 15-minute break and rush through things, and nothing got done well. Mm-hmm. I would rather you say, all right, well, when I come back, this is how much time I have to do the next thing, and I'm going to do it very well. So that's the biggest thing, is I don't want people to say, I'm going to catch up.
Well,
I'm just back at work.
I think that is a great point, right? And this shows you the difference between Adam and I. I've only been out of the corporate world for the last 7 months. How long have you been out of the corporate world?
Completely since 2015.
Okay. So for the last 9 years, so we have 9 years versus 7 months. The key is that phrase that I use of catching up has been ingrained in me for the last 22 years of my professional career in the corporate space. And it is most likely what every single one of you watching this is catching yourself saying when you come back from a vacation or you come back from a break. Language is very important. And what I meant by catch up was to organize the work and get moving on what needs to happen next and not necessarily catch up. But we use that phrase very flippantly. And I think the language that we use predicts our strengths. And all day, yesterday was the day that I came back from vacation. All day, I was in that former mindset of catching up. And it overwhelmed me and literally took away all of the momentum from the vacation that I just had. And all the clear thoughts and all the things that I was happy to come back to went out the window because I created an environment that became more stressful. And I think that's what's really important. Yes, Adam.
Can you share out loud? You don't have to show it on screen. What did I text you at about 4 or 5 o'clock last night?
At 4 o'clock, Adam gave me permission. He literally gave me permission to not work on anything for our business last night because I had created such an environment of overwhelm and stress in the few hours that I was back from vacation.
So Tom was just on a week-long vacation, and he came back in full steam ahead, was getting stuff done, and I saw him losing the benefits from that. And what I asked him to do is to take the rest of the night off, which for Tom is unusual. He does not take the rest of the night off. He works later at night and does a very good job at it because he gives himself discipline in the morning to do things and breaks in the afternoon.
Right.
But this time I said, please, don't do anything for our business for the rest of the night. And the reason I gave him that is because I recognized that, hey, you need this extra break. And he was still getting back into the mode of business. It's like weight training, right?
Yep.
If you are off of weight training for a month and then you go back in and try to lift the same weight, you're going to hurt yourself. And what I am trying to tell you is if you catch up, you are going to hurt yourself.
Yep.
When you get back from any break, 15 minutes or a week off, you need to have business as usual. You need to go back into the same flow as you were before. And that's really what I'm trying to get across here of how you can use that momentum from the break, because all the benefits that came from it will allow you to go back to business as usual as a better human.
Right. 100%. And that, I think, is a perfect place to conclude. So in the next section, we'll just summarize what we talked about. All right. So I want to thank you for taking this course. Basically, remember these key principles. There is a specific way to take a break because there are so many benefits to taking that break. The important thing is to set the time for the break and commit to that when you take your break. If you don't commit to it, you're never going to get the momentum and the renewed sense of freedom, the renewed sense of I can do this, all of the things that you need to run your business, the boost in productivity, the increased motivation. The key is that if you commit to it, you will gain momentum. And if you don't approach things and trying to change how you come back and you actually take the time to just go into business as usual, continuing to take your normal breaks throughout your day, you will be more productive and you will not lose the momentum that you gain from taking that break. So use breaks and make a break as more important as the same importance as when you are committing to working on a project, making a sale, working with a client, developing whatever it is for your business. Because when you commit to the break at that level, like you commit to your work, you're going to be a very productive, a very sharp and creative and innovative business owner, and your business will thrive because you took those breaks. So thanks for tuning in.
See you next time.